Bhagavat Lila, tenth will don't worship me. And she said, those materialistic men blinded by wealth, whose very life is their money, they do not know you as death, as the punisher. Akura mounted his chariot and started for Vrindavan. That same morning, Narada defeats that by saying, Brahma and other demigods, who are the wealthiest persons in the universe, regularly offer tribute to you, since you are the devotion for the lotus-eyed Krishna. And he began to think as follows. What pious those who do not desire to engage in anything else, acquire anything else, or inquire into, I am a materialistic man engaged in sense enjoyment. It's astonishing I'm getting such an upward. In text 15, Krishna jested with Rukmini by saying, marriage and friendship are proper between two people of equal terms who have the same wealth.
Thoughts, after all, it is possible for even a fallen soul to behold the Supreme Lord.
Be only a person equal in wealth. That is possible for others, but not for you. You are the end goal, phalatma, of all human endeavor. The association or relation is between the served and the servitor, between Lakshmi and Narayan, between you and myself, not between
us, unto the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Indeed, King Kans has
said, Bhikshubi Shlagita Mudha. O fool, I am praised only by beggars. Then this verse, Rukmini explains the super
the face of Lord Mukunda. Since an auspicious omen is before me, I see the deer are passing
Mahamsa's stage of life, who have reached the highest level of spiritual advancement and thus given up the sannyasi rod or danda.
And bow at the lotus feet of Kaniya and Dauji, and I will offer my
of all souls. Therefore, praising you is not foolish, mudha. Rather, if you say it is foolish, you are foolish, mudha.
Govinda will place his lotus hand upon my head, being deputed by a demoniac.
You as my husband. Nevertheless, you have said, my dear Vaidarbhi, out of ignorance you have chosen me as your husband.
Fallible Achyuta Govinda will not consider me an enemy, even though Kans has sent me as his messenger.
Rejecting lesser personalities like Brahma and Shiva, whose benedictions are all destroyed by the force of time, emanating from the movement of your eyebrow
of this material body, Kshetragya. And by his perfect vision, he witnesses,
but foresight indicates that you did not know of my deep insight into the situation. Actually, I chose you to be my husband because I clearly understood your
affectionate glance upon me as I remained fallen at his lotus feet.
Apyangrimule. Terrified of those kings, we went to the ocean for shelter and built our palace in Dwarka. Then suddenly Rukmini manifested the sthayi bhava.
Sapadya padvasta samastikil bisho vodamur.
Who might have become her husband. Rukmini clearly indicates Krishna's ignorance while frowning and casting angry sidelong glances at him. Rukmini said, your words are foolish. Like a lion, you defeated all the other kings and took me away as your prize. It is simply foolish to say that out of fear of those same
at his feet, then all my contamination will at once be dispelled, and I will give up all doubt.
Yes, but that was my foolishness. In verse 41, Rukmini intends to tell Krishna,
"See, as I fervently offer respects at his lotus feet, immediately I will achieve unlimited bliss.
I, a king's daughter, am unintelligent and frustrated because I married you. But how can you accuse all the great enlightened kings like Bharat of being unintelligent?"
Atim ananya daivatam dorbhyam brihadbhyam para
association. In text 17, Krishna said, "Devi, you should choose a more suitable husband." In text 40,
"Tascha karmatmaka uchvasit yuta," recognizing me as an intimate,
"once smelled the fragrance of your lotus feet, or heard your glories praised by sages who are like bees, would accept anyone but you as their husband."
And diminishing to nil all my material bondage, which is due to fruitive activities.
"Or a daughter of a witch will take shelter of someone else and consequently always experience great fear. How could any sane discriminate?"
"I am imbued with a mood of exclusive servitude, ananya daivatam, aikantika,
Theft of all good qualities." And here Rukmini refutes that by saying, Krishna's gunalayasya, the abode or
tirtha to purify others. Afterwards, I will become liberated from material existence.
"Because you are suitable as my very super soul, I should surrender to you who are most favorable to me."
Eight. Yurushava tadavayam janma brito mahiyasa.
Known as humility. It's actually a sanctuary bhav. Rukmini, though she is eternally liberated consort of Krishna, humbly thinks of herself as an ordinary human bound by karma. Rukmini then prays for the opportunity to worship her Lord Krishna. She said, "May I attain the shelter of your lotus feet after wandering for many births. Oh, my beloved, I was bewildered by hearing about your various incarnations. I heard that when you descended as Ram, you abandoned your wife Sita, and that in this life you abandoned the gopis. Also, by hearing just now the way you have been speaking, I am experiencing delusion and various confusing doubts. Nevertheless,
to recognize is simply pitiable. Natasya kaschit dayata saritamo.
Taste of nectar to persons like us." Vishnu says, in this verse, which is 43, Rukmini is hinting that she would rather surrender to
Suradramo yadvad upashitor tadha. The supreme.
And those words that Krishna speaks sometimes emanate poison, even death-inflicting poison. At other times, Krishna's face gives life-restoring nectar.
Despicable or fit to be neglected. All the same, Krishna lovingly reciprocates with his devotees.
Text 44. Pointing her index finger at Krishna with jealous anger, Rukmini spoke fiery words to condemn the kings whom Krishna had praised.
Kim chagrajo ma vanatam yadutama smayan.
Because their wives sometimes kick them. They resemble dogs because they behave inimically toward outsiders in order to protect their home. They are like cats because they eat the remnants of their wives.
Satkritam samprakshyate kamsakritam sabandushu.
O destroyer of enemies, Adi Karshan, you drag my enemies like Shishupal to the kingdom of death.
Grasp my joined hands while I am still standing with my head bowed, and after embracing me.
And thus she accepts as her husband or lover a living corpse covered with skin, whiskers, nails, head hair, and body hair, and filled.
And inquire from me about how Kamsa has been treating his family members. Shukadev Goswami continued.
Which say that one should become one's husband who can remove all fear, you alone qualify as the real husband for all women at all times.
Traveling on the road, meditating deeply on Krishna, reached Gokul. The sun was beginning to set. In the pasturing ground, a cruel
and vermin, attracted by its foul smell and other offensive qualities. And inside the husband's body is filled with blood, bones, feces, flesh, bile, worms, and phlegm. Any woman who thinks of this living corpse of her husband as, quote, my husband, and worships him is simply a
fierce, and began trembling like a leaf. Jumping down from a chariot, Akura rolled in the dust that had
a gentle body, full of knowledge and bliss is well known. Yet due to being whipped up into a tempest by the reciters of the Puranas, foolish women reject you.
Tamsyahoti. Ah, this is the dust from my master's feet. What fortune to attain.
Here in 46, Rukmini replies to this statement of Krishna, which appears to show his indifference to family life.
Experienced by laying aside his pride of aristocratic birth,
Stan, then submerging in an ocean of humility, she spoke this verse. Rukmini said, let me have loving attachment to your lotus feet, even if you are indifferent.
Kamsa would punish him for showing affection for Krishna, and he surrendered his lamentation for his family member.
Atmaram, you rarely look at me. Vishwanath says, humbly identifying herself with Krishna's external material energy.
Akura saw Krishna and Balaram face to face in the village of Braj, having just returned from cowherding in the village,
which is your potency. Then you will certainly glance upon me, and I will rejoice. It will be a great display of mercy for me, and I will accept it as my greatest fortune.
Overwhelmed with loving feelings, Akura jumped down from the chariot and offered dandavats at the lotus.
Actually, you are very attached to me, as attested to by your own words. You said, I am also thinking about her so much.
He felt so much eagerness that he could not present himself. Due to ecstatic rapture, Akura
attracted to me, then I must be your supreme internal potency, Sarup Shakti. Thus, even though you are self-satisfied, you take pleasure in me, your Sarup Shakti. But if I am your...
Stunned, his voice choked up, body covered with goosebumps, Krishna picked up Akura
toward me, and I am in both kinds of relationship with you. Or else you are teaching other men about ordinary female psychology by using me as an example, since I am a woman. Having refuted everything Krishna said, Rukmini,
while inquiring from Akura about his journey, Balaram offered him an opulent asan.
What? That I should marry a person of similar qualities to be false. After all, in this world, sometimes a woman becomes attracted to some man before marriage. For example,
and to give pleasure to the eyes of Akura, as is done in etiquette, A beautiful cow is...
Man will not marry such a woman, for he will suffer in this life and the next. You, being omniscient, would have rejected me already if you had known me to be like this.
Directly fed a cur with sumptuous food. Being Dwadasi, he broke his brata in their house. When Akura had finished eating,
so wanted to hear. Or the plural is used by saying we to indicate that Krishna's sense of hearing desired to enjoy. Having been the object of my
Gandhamale with fragrances and flower garlands, Makavaser Gandhamale
Rukmini, Krishna said, whatever desires you have in regards to serving me, and me alone, in pure love, free from all self-interest, are all...
Then inquired from Akura, how are all of you able to maintain yourselves while that merciless consort remains...
Prakar, O angry one, indicates that Rukmini was angry because Krishna obstructed her service of fanning him with a chamra by speaking his crooked words. Krishna
murdered the infants of his own sister in her presence, even as Devaki cried in anguish.
Love for me did not decrease even a little in its love. What to speak of getting destroyed? Thus I have directly seen the sterling quality of your pure love.
Of how a guest should be received at home, Akura forgot the fatigue of his journey.
Akura's vision. And Vishnath quotes some Shastra. When the love between a young man and a young woman can never be destroyed, even seated comfortably on a couch in the house of Nanda Maharaj in Nandagram, felt for the sake of mundane pleasures in household life, worshiped the Lord with prayers like, oh my Lord, may my husband give me happiness, or may my wife give me happiness. Krishna says, Ye imam bhajanti dampatye tapasa vratacharyaya kamatmano apavarge sham mohita mamamayaya. Devi, although I have the power to award spiritual liberation, lusty persons worship me with penance and vows in order to get my blessings for their mundane family life. Such persons are indeed bewildered by my illusory energy. Mohita mamamayaya.
Senseless parents. Because of me, their sons were killed by Kamsa, and they
end the bliss of liberation. If someone wants the paltry bliss which can be squeezed out of the mundane opulences gained from the four ordinary human endeavors,
Akura then relayed Kansa's message, and he told Krishna everything that had happened in Mathura
with women and men and other objects. Such unfortunate souls attached to sense gratification will take birth in hell or as pigs in other...
Kamsa, that Krishna is actually the son of Vasudev. Upon
Griheshwari, Grihesh, Griha Ishwari, the Griha Ishwari. Fortunately, you have performed devotion which releases one from the bond.
Nanda Maharaj had the village constable make the following pronouncement throughout his district.
But then, will even low-class women become liberated by devotion? Krishna says, no! Women who are envious, duplicious, and full of...
collect all the available milk products and valuable gifts and load them on the...
When you were to be married, you disregarded all the kings who had assembled to seek your hand. And simply because you had heard authentic accounts concerning me...
pay our taxes to King Kansa. When the Brajagopis heard that Akura had come to Vrindavan
during the wedding of Aniruddha, out of fear of separation from me, You did not express your sorrow or say, you should not have done that. However, some of the gopis became so upset that they stopped all their activities as if they were about to. Discussion means that these talks that Krishna had with Rukmini, trying to joke with her and make up afterwards, they must have taken place after the marriage of Aniruddha. Krishna, completely unaware of the external world, like a self-realized Atmaram yogi. Obtaining me was delayed. You considered the whole universe vacant and thought of giving up your life, since your body was not meant for anyone else but me. This is what you said in your message to me. Quote, if I cannot obtain your mercy, I shall simply give up my vital force, which will have become weak from the severe penance. The Braja damsels were afraid of even the briefest separation with you, and I cannot repay you in any way for it. I can simply rejoice. Shukadev said, wrapping up the story. And so the cell filled to the brim with anxiety. The gopis gathered together with their quickly beating heart. Bhagavan Jagadishwara Sarato Ramaya Reme. This is Lover's Talks Sorata. Sorata Samlap. This is the Viraha Gita.